Welcome to Chicago Tabernacle, a place of becoming. Wherever you find yourself, we pray that you would be encouraged today by God's word. Please join us now as we hear a message from Pastor Toledo.
Amen. I'd like for everyone to open your Bible to Psalm 119. We're going to continue on our series titled Six Steps to Experiencing God's Word. And I want you to know that the Lord has put a profound burden upon my heart in regards to our church, our people, this church family being the kind of people that read the Bible every day. Everyone say every day. How many know we're supposed to read our Bible every day? And we want to encourage you to do that. The Word of God offers so much to us, and the Word of God is God. And when you read the Word of God, you are encountering and experiencing and having a time with God, because as we've been mentioned, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Word of God is God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that was Jesus. When we open the Bible, we are opening just, God is so great. He's so magnificent. He's so incredible that it be, and we're so simple and so, he's so infinite and we're so finite that he gives us his word so that we can experience him piece by piece, little by little. It's all we can handle. He loves us, and that's why he's given us this wonderful love letter. We're going to be reading in two different places today. Actually, more, but I'm going to give you the bookend verses. Today, we'll be focusing on one verse, and we've been on this particular passage in Psalm 119. But I want to do a quick overview today, because so far, our first two messages, our first two steps, step one was teach me. Okay, everyone say, teach me. Teach me. And that message was all about how when you come to God, you have to become like a child. You need to come to the Lord open and hungry, willing to be taught. And then second was give me. Everyone say, give me. And that is developing the great expectation that when you spend time with God, he's going to impart his grace to you. Grace is God doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And then today's message, as we go to our third step in experiencing God's word, today's message has a lot to do not only with us learning the word, but also how we approach the word and how we see life in general. How do you see life in general as a Christian? What is your perspective of life? And in light of that, when you come to the Word of God, how does that perspective impact your time with the Bible? Here's what I mean by that. Okay, I want to put up two quotes, one by a philosopher, another one by a philosopher theologian. So Seneca said this. Seneca said, fate leads the willing and drags the reluctant feet. Fate leads the willing and drags the reluctant feet. And then Augustine, one of the great theologians of the Christian church, he said, destiny is the will of the supreme God whose power extends invincibly through all things. So Seneca was a Greek philosopher. He believed in Jupiter. They believed in many gods, but he believed that the god Jupiter was in charge of everything. And whether you like it or not, he determined your fate. He said, fate leads the willing and drags the reluctant feet. And if you were destined to be broken and a wounded person, then that's what it is. Just accept your fate. It was a very negative, very fatalistic. The gods that they served in that time were mean and moody and selfish. And so some people actually, whether you realize it or not, some people are very fate-driven. They feel like, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Even Christians live that way. Some Christians, they're like, well, whatever's going to happen, happens. And when they get up in the morning, they don't get up in the morning with a deep sense of, wait a second, I serve the supreme God who loves me so much that he sent his only begotten son so that I could not only be saved, but in this life I could have the abundant life. And his power extends invincibly through all things. And when you wake up in the morning with that, you believe Romans 8:28. Could you put this up? Romans 8:28 says, and we know, everyone say, we know. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to, last two words, everyone, his purpose. So you could wake up with a worldly kind of fate-driven perspective. Or you could wake up with a heavenly, faith-living, divine destiny perspective. Like, you know what? God has a plan for me today. Yesterday was a tough day, but I know that all things work together for the good. And God is going to work stuff out. God is going to bless me. He has good plans for me. And I'm believing God today to lead me and to guide me. How many believe that God still leads his people? You see, and a lot of people don't realize how fatalistic they actually are when it comes to their walk with God. And when you open the Bible, you're supposed to open the Bible, first of all, like a child, and then secondly, you're supposed to open the Bible with the great expectation that God is going to send his grace. And then thirdly, you open the Bible with, Let's look at this passage here now. Let's look at Psalm 119, verses 33 and 35. So it says, teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. And then let's read this together. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Today we're talking about direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Now in the in another translation, instead of direct me, it literally says lead me. Okay? Direct me means lead me. So I want to read this to you. Listen, I want to read this to you. Break it up. When you read the Bible, we talked about this last week, you break it up into thoughts. So direct me or lead me in your path, or lead me in the path, A, of your commands, B, for there I find delight. Direct me or lead me in the path, A, of your commands, of your word. You see, it's of the word, okay, for there I find delight. Direct me in your paths speaks to the ordained route. How many know there is an ordained route for your life and for mine? How many would say amen? He's saying direct me in the path now of your commands. Of your commands means this. It means God's authoritative direction and instruction. Okay? Okay, God has, yeah, he has authoritative direction and instruction. And then lastly, it says for there I find delight, for there I find delight, which means your ordained path and instructions are my joy. Okay? A lot of times people think the Bible is boring. Listen, please, everyone listen. Especially young people are so distracted nowadays. They're so distracted and really on such a path of deception, because young people nowadays, I think that when you get older, you're less impressed, you know, and we were talking about this earlier, but young people are so caught up with celebrity. What people are doing and Instagram and what is so-and-so doing? Wow. You know, I wish I had that life. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks because the word speaks to that. But you can be so caught up with what's going on in the world and what other people are doing that you miss what God wants to do with you. Don't miss what God wants to do with your life, because he wants to do something wonderful. But here's the thing. Notice this verse. Could you put it back up? Notice that the verse says, lead me. Thank you for changing that. Lead me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. So it's saying, lead me, okay? Direct me in your God-ordained path, and yet at the same time, it's because that's what my delight is in. So the third step today in the title of my message today is lead me and embrace the plan. When he says, lead me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. You know what he's saying? He's saying, if I could go early, I'll use this one. If I could go early with this example that I've been bringing, because listen, this is about you and God every day. Okay? About you and God every day. When you come to the Lord in the morning, okay, not only do you say, teach me and give me, but how many know we're also called to say, lead me, because your will is delightful. Did you know that God's plan for your life is good, pleasing, and what? Perfect. And so when we come to the Word of God, one of the ways we experience the Word of God is when we come with this profound openness, expectation, and hope that God is now going to begin to speak to us. You see, this is where there's a change, and we believe that we not only can receive something from God, but when we receive something from God, part of that receiving is so that we could then be led by God. In other words, when we take in the Word, we take the Word in us in the morning, but we also take the Word with us. You take the Word in and then you take it with, because God wants to lead us by His Word. God wants to speak to us. God wants us to have a powerful daily experience. When you read the book of Acts, these people were being led by God. These were not boring lines when you read the Gospels. These people were in tune with the Lord and being led by the Lord, and incredible things were happening. Here's the bookend verse in Isaiah, if you could put that up. Isaiah 50, this is powerful, guys. Look at this. It says, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven. And Lord, you can lighten up on that snow part. But for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but listen, but water the earth. There's a purpose for snow. But water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, okay, so shall my word that goes out from my mouth, listen, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed. Everyone say, let's read this together, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Hallelujah, let's praise God for his word. So listen, as we get ready to pray here, okay, we're going to pray in just a moment, right? But as we get ready to pray, here's what we're saying. What we're saying is that when you come to the Word of God, you're coming and you're saying, God, give me the Word, Lord, that is filled with your plan and your purpose. You know, you don't want to live a mundane, ordinary life and then stand before God and have nothing to say, have nothing to show. We will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone here, just know, okay, everyone on the planet will appear before the judgment seat of God. He's going to say, what did you do with the life that I gave you? Because I made that heartbeat. What'd you do with the talents? What did you do with the resources and everything that I provided? Okay, did you build a kingdom to yourself, or did you expand my kingdom? Did you push my purposes forward? And for any person that really wants to push the purposes of God forward, well, how many know we have to be led by God? And being led by God is one of the most natural, it's one of the most natural facets of being a Christian, even though Christianity has gotten to be this heady kind of compartmentalized things. I read my Bible for 15 minutes, then I go and I live my life. Or I come to church for an hour and 30 minutes, and then I go and live my life. How many of us not supposed to be like that? Look at what lead me means. I'm going to put this up. This is kind of a literal translation of that word. Okay, there are different facets. Okay, and here's what it means. It means aim me or point me in a particular direction. It means bend me, pressure me, in other words, like a bending bowl. Or third, place me, order my steps. So look at me for a second, okay? Because we were going over this yesterday. I was trying to go through this in my office. Here's what it means. It means God is able to literally aim you, okay? Al, I want to aim you in this direction. Are you aimed in the direction that God wants you to aim? Be aimed. But then, because you embrace and delight in God's will, watch this, aim me, and then bend me like a bow. Pressure me, God. Put the pressure on me so that I will be effective for your purposes and for your glory, God. Okay? How many know an arrow is not effective? A bow and arrow are not effective unless you put the pressure on it. And it literally, when you say, God, your will is so amazing, I want you to bend me like a bow, oh God. Bend me like a bow, Lord. Okay? And then place me, order my steps, means literally now shoot me in such a way that you're literally putting my feet exactly where you want them to be. That's what we're praying about right now. We're praying about you and I going to the Word of God every day. And saying, Lord, you have a wonderful plan and I want to embrace it. God, lead me. How many want to pray like that with me today? Listen, no matter how long you've been serving the Lord, this prayer is always fresh. No matter what you've been doing, okay? Because you can be serving the Lord for 40 years, but you don't know what God wants to do this day. Every day requires an openness, a desire to embrace the plan of God. So I want to pray. Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. God, this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice in it today. We love you. We thank you. We're grateful for you, God. We thank you for making our hearts beat. And God, we pray today, Lord God, that you would give us, oh Lord, a new kind of heart to embrace the plan, to embrace your will. We delight, oh God, in the path of your commands, oh God. So God, lead us. I pray, Lord, that you would teach us how to be led, oh God. We want to be a peculiar people, the kind of people that don't listen to the voices of this world, but to the voice of heaven. God, we want to take our guidance and our direction, Lord God, not from the prince of the power of the air, but from the King of glory, from the throne of grace. So bless this word. I pray, Father, that young and old would be awakened today to your perfect will. I pray, God, that married and single, God, would be awakened today, God, to the plans and purposes of heaven, because that's what really counts. So bless this word and this message. Your glory, bless it to our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is so exciting. Let me tell you something. When you're walking in the Spirit, life is so exciting. And it's not that the circumstances are difficult. He may be coming here in a couple of weeks. We have a missionary that we support here. He and his wife, amazing people. They're in Syria. Syria, correct? They're in Syria. And actually, Mike Grisha, one of our deacons, is introduced us to them, and he supports the mission field quite a bit. And Sonny, he was telling me about an email that he got from them once, and this is a true story. Or he was talking to them, and he said something like, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. It's been an interesting week. You know, just a little while ago, a bomb fell. It just missed me about like by 15 or 20 feet. Like all kinds of people were killed, and then I came right around the corner. It was tragic. It was horrible and all that. And then he said, oh, yeah, how you doing? You know, what are you guys eating? Is there something like random, he said to him, what was it that he said? But he was like, how was the baklava that I sent you? Okay, check this out. Oh, yeah, I almost got killed like 15 minutes ago. But by the way, how was that baklava? Isn't that good baklava? True story. But you know what? That's his life. His life, they have to be so sensitive to the Spirit because of how dangerous it is there, that when they're walking, they need to be tuned in because the timing of heaven is indispensable to their existence. You see? And what we need is to develop that same kind of sensitivity, because if we did develop that same type of sensitivity, we would be amazed at how God would use us. So we would be amazed at how we would start to, the gifts of the Spirit. Just as I was walking in here meditating on this word, I started to get this thought that I didn't understand. I understand it right at the second. I was walking in and I was standing there, and the thought about the gifts of the Spirit, just kind of that phrase kept coming to me. And I didn't get it. I was like, okay, one sermon at a time, but then I get it now, right at this moment. And here's what it is. You see, the gifts of the Spirit were in the Bible, they were a natural outworking of being led by God. So in one place, the gift of healing was in operation because somebody was in tune, and he walks in and he says, he sees faith in a man's eyes. The Bible says in the book of Acts, these are the disciples. He said, look, can I have some gold? No, silver and gold I have none, but what I have, I give unto you, and in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. You know, or a phone call that says, the Lord says, I want you to call this person. I'm not exactly, just call. I had a friend when I first got to the church that told me that once, this is a true story, once their gas, this is when Brooklyn Tabernacle was a tiny church, just a smaller group of people, and they were some of the originals. And one day, Pastor Simba called at like 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And when he called, he said, I don't know why I'm calling you, but I just felt like I was supposed to call. And they were like groggy or whatever. And then they went, something smells, something. And it turns out that the gas was on in their house. And if they would have slept through there, who knows what would have happened to them. How many believe that the Holy Spirit can lead us in ways like that? Amen? But you got to be in tune. You got to be in tune. You know, there are people even in this church. Okay, I don't want to single them out, but there's a sister in this church that really walks in the Spirit. She prays, and many times she'll come and say, "Hey, the Lord showed me this." Is that crazy Christianity? Everyone say no. That's normal Christianity. You know what abnormal Christianity is? It's not being led by God. That's what's abnormal. It's not hearing the voice of the Spirit and knowing what God wants to do. So let me give you three quick points. I got to say this quick, and then we're going to pray. So let's talk about the leading of God. When you look at this verse here that says, it says, lead me in the path of your commandments, for there I find rest. delight. Okay, so what is this talking to us about? The first thing it's talking to us about is that his leading is daily. His leading, the leading of God is a daily leading. Daily means that through our encounter of the word, we get on the path. Look at what it says. It says, same psalmist says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Every day when you spend time in the word, God wants to use that word to be like a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. The illustration is that without the light, without the lamp, how many know we walk in darkness? Listen to me, it's not God's will for you to walk in darkness. It's God's will for us to walk by faith, but to walk in tune with the Spirit. And here's what that means. It doesn't mean that every second of every moment, here's what it does mean. When I first got saved, this is what turned me off to Christian TV. I was watching I was like 6 months in the Lord. And there was this guy on TV, and he was saying something. And then he said, okay, hold on, excuse me. Yes, Lord? Yes? Okay, the Lord is telling me that we need to take an offering right now. I was like, oh, come on, man. I'm not telling you, you know, it's not like you have like this special fax. You know, oh, excuse me, the Lord just sent me a text message, Instagram. It's not like that. Okay? It's by faith. It's that you spend time with God and you start to develop a sensitivity to God. And then your ear gets sharp, but it's daily. You see, a lot of people, they will say yes to the purpose of God, but they say no to the daily steps of God. It's too boring. It's too difficult. It's too much of an imposition on our lives. Being led by God is daily. It's one step after another. When it says, lead me on your path, it's talking about stepping in the right places. It's literally speaking to our steps. So the leading of God is something that is, there's a God path. Everyone say God path. There's a God path for every person. Okay, and that God path, which is influenced and impacted by our time with the Lord, that God path, the path that He wants to give you, it's a dispositional path. That God path is a dispositional path. How many know the Lord wants to affect our disposition? I talked about this the last time I spoke about. How many know it's not God's will for us to be crabby? That's a fantastic advertisement for Jesus, isn't it? Right? It's not God's will for us to be crabby. It's God's will for us to have life, for us to smile, for us to love, you know. I don't want to love anybody. Oh, you're really being impacted by Jesus, let me tell you. No. There's a dispositional path. It makes you sensitive. It makes you compassionate. It makes you loving. God leads us by affecting our disposition. There's a conversational path. On a daily basis, God wants to impact what we say and what we don't say. One of the biggest daily leadings of the Lord is Him saying, "Don't say that." How many know that one? That one is clear to all of us, right? You know the Holy Spirit saying, don't say that. You're like, you know. Then somebody's like, I couldn't help it, Lord. I'm sorry. Growing up is not talking when God says don't talk. That's learning how to be led by the Spirit. As a parent, as a husband, as a wife. Just following the counsel right there. Nothing. So there's this daily devos equals daily light. okay? Daily devils equals daily light. Listen, every day there's a path to take for the glory and honor of our Lord and Master. Every day. And so, when you think about being led by the Lord, first of all, it's daily. Secondly, this is very important, the leading of the Lord is not just daily, but the leading of the Lord is internal. The leading of the Lord is internal. I want you to look at Hebrews 4. Can we put that up? Look at what this says about the word, everyone. It says, for the word of the Lord, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. There are certain things that are from the Spirit of God, and there are certain things that are from the soul of man. And the Holy Spirit can bring a division of that. Things that are from the flesh and things are that are from the Spirit. Okay, look, it says, it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And so when we open the word of God, and this is why in a lot of, if you're not open to embracing the plan of God, guys, see, here's what happens. If you're not open to embracing the plan of God, what happens is that you're like, I'm not going to read my Bible because when I read my Bible, it pierces me. It pierces me. Part of what the Word of God is meant to do, it's supposed to divide the junk from his good and pleasing and perfect will. The Word of God leads us internally. The leading of the Spirit begins on a daily basis with the internal addressing of our character. And the Word of God is living and active, and it pierces. And so we look at this, and God, when we read the Word, God wants to go in and do spiritual surgery. No one likes surgery, you know? But how many know this is the best surgery? This is the best surgery. That the Holy Spirit would speak to you and speak to me and say, I'm cutting this away because what's going to grow will be so much better. I don't want that in your life anymore. Pierce. Don't think that way. I want to cut that thought out. I want to cut that attitude out. And I have to tell you, I believe that let me, I actually have a slide for this. Listen to this. When we listen to the character leadings, we open the door for the ministry leadings. Okay? What does that mean? Okay? What it means is that typically, you learn how to be led by the Spirit by listening to what he's saying to you about your own heart and character. And when you listen to that, then you develop the ear to hear him say, call someone, or go over to that person and pray for them, or give that person this or that. I have a crazy story I'll tell you, and we'll close on the last point. One of the most amazing prophetic gifts that I ever saw, someone who really walked in the Spirit, his name was Pastor Hannon. He was one of the pastors on staff in Brooklyn, and he was used in the prophetic in very powerful ways. He would prophesy and say things with such a specificity, it was just crazy. It's crazy. One story I heard about a guy who was in the church doing great, and he went out and he did such vile, sinful things. And he came and he dragged himself to church, and he had been in a cesspool. I'm talking about a sewer of sin. And the pastor made an altar call, and he was there. He was like in a puddle crying. And Pastor Hammond got up, right? Just got up and walked over to him, and he said, man of the earth, you come covered with your sin, but I come with cloth and with water, and I wash you because I love you. And he prophesied forgiveness over that man. No one knew what he had done the night before. He really walked in the Spirit. So there was a guy in a crisis of faith, deep crisis of faith. And this is a true story. He was in a deep crisis of faith, and he was so discouraged, he was ready to just... And he was in this crisis. God, do you still speak to people? Do you really? And he said, I'm going to Pastor Hannon's house tonight. This is simple. If you're real, all I want you to do is to have him give me some milk. That's all. Okay? Now remember, guys, the Bible says don't test the Lord. Okay? But at the same time, don't put your nose in his dealings, in God's dealings with his children, because it's always different. You know, so you walk out of here and say, if you really speak to people, you're going to have someone hand me a check. An envelope. No, don't do that, okay? But this is true. So the guy went, they had dinner, they had wonderful dinner, and it was time to go. And when it was time to go, the guy almost burst into tears. He was in such a crisis. But he walked out. Got out of the house, walking down the pathway, almost gets to the car, and Pastor Hannon burst through the door with a bottle of milk, and he said, like crying, he said, you're going to think I'm crazy, but the Lord is still. And then they had a weeping fest, just bawling. You don't want to believe that? Okay. But if you read the book of Acts, if you read all of the, how many know God knows everything? We can be led by the Spirit. You know why? Because the Spirit knows everything. He knows what's around the bend. He knows everything. We just got to get in tune with him. We have to embrace the plan. Instead of being more caught up with success and career and image and all this kind of stuff, what if we got caught up with the will of God? And here's the last point, and then we're going to close in prayer. Okay? His leading is daily. His leading is internal. Lastly, his leading is external. There's an external leading of God. Let's go back to that bookend verse. In Isaiah, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish. Everyone say accomplish. It shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Meaning that the Lord wants to send a word to us and then use that word through us. The word of God will be successful in accomplishing the purpose of God. God wants to lead us. He wants to show us the way. The word is successful in its purpose and work in our lives. So let's go back. Let's go back. God can give you a word of warning. God can give you a word of warning. He can. Somebody needs to be warned. Somebody needs to be led. I remember being in Omaha, Nebraska. I was invited to be part of a commercial. There were four big churches I pastored. There were four of the largest churches. The lead pastors got together, and they wanted to do a commercial together. And they talked about it, and they were setting a date, but we never said yes. We never got to it. And then all of a sudden, it took on a life of its own, and they went toward it. But I felt, no. I'm not supposed to do that. I was like, we'll pay, and let's put a little church on there. Why only the big churches on TV? I'll pay, and let's put the pastor of a church of 50 people just because our church is 1,000 people. Well, no. Why all the big cats in the city? Let's pay. We got the money. Let's put the little guys on. But anyway, it just they just went, and I just felt, no, I'm not going, and I didn't go. The morning of the shooting of the commercial, I was praying in the morning, and I felt the Lord speak to my heart and say, get ready because the newspaper's going to call. That was like random. And I had a meeting with my pastors. I went right in, had a meeting with the pastors. Then I called my father-in-law and said, I feel like this is coming. I don't know what happened, but I just feel like I got to get ready to answer because I don't want to cause division. You know, I didn't want to say, well, I didn't agree with them. I couldn't say that. I would be dishonoring other churches, other men of God. I couldn't say that. I needed counsel, wisdom. And sure enough, I hung up with the phone with Pastor Simla, spoke with the men. About noon, I get a call for Omaha World Herald. And you know what? Because of that warning in the morning, I had the right reply in the afternoon. That's the kind God wants to make us sensitive to Him. We have to embrace the plan. This is a different kind of walk with God. Let me tell you, man, I have been praying for our church. Forgive me, I know I've been getting emotional lately, but I'm praying for our church because what I'm concerned about is that we would be real Christians. That we would really know God, love God, and walk with God. Know God, love God, walk with God. Do God's will. Not play church. Oh, that we would be so open when we come to the Word and say, God, I want to embrace your plan for my life. Come on, if you want to embrace God's plan, I want you to lift your hands right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to embrace your plan. We're going to pray, God, lead us and give us hearts to embrace your plan, to delight in your plan, to delight in your will, to the point that we're willing, we're open to hear the leading. We're going to pray right now, aim me, God, and bend me, God, and order my steps. So let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want your will in this place. Aim us today. Aim us. God, bend our lives. Bend our character. Bend, oh God, our will. We want to be fired out like a mighty arrow for your glory and for your honor. Every man, every woman, every young person, every senior citizen, every older person, we want to be led. Lead us, oh God. We want to embrace your perfect plan for this day and for every day. Lead us. Lead us, oh God. I pray, God, for a sensitivity to the Spirit. I pray that we would be so full of the Word, God, that we would know the voice of the Spirit, God. I pray that as we encounter you, we will operate in the gifts of the Spirit, oh God. The leading of the Spirit. God, I ask that you would help us to say yes to the internal dealings of the Spirit. Bless this Word. And bless our lives. To walk in it. Let our families be impacted by our lives because we're sensitive and we're led by the Spirit, oh God. So God, I pray, God, not just for my brothers and sisters. God, we lift up the next two services. God, would you move on every heart, oh God? Would you visit every life? Would you make this a church that is led by your Spirit, oh God? Led by your Word. We want to experience the living Word. So bless this day. Bless our communion with you as we move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Come on, as usual, let's praise God. God bless you.